AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. The Supreme Court, in a 5-4 vote, rules that same-sex couples have the right to marry. In Denver, Alexandra Hall says she's happy with that decision.
These are pretty dramatic changes, like that are a little bit difficult to process, you know? Welcome changes. And exciting.
Christian political activist Rick Scarborough, head of Vision America, is not pleased with the decision.
Extreme grief that, although I can sum it up, I groaned in my spirit.
Severe weather watches up from the Great Lakes to the Mid-Atlantic and New England as heavy rain is in the forecast.
We're looking for most areas from the Mid-Atlantic to the Northeast to the lower Great Lakes getting between 1 to as much as 2, 2.5 inches of rain, with locally higher amounts.
National Weather Service meteorologist Brian Hurley says some isolated areas could get up to a half foot of rain. Tourists are streaming out of Tunisia a day after an attack on a beach resort leaves at least 39 people, mainly Europeans, dead. The Islamic State group claims it was behind that attack and two others, a suicide bombing of a mosque in Kuwait, and an explosion at a gas plant in France on Friday. AP National Security Correspondent Sagar Meghani with more.
Colonel Steve Warren condemns what he calls terror attacks.
It's too soon to tell whether or not these various and far-flung attacks were coordinated centrally or whether or not they are coincidental.
Islamic State militants say they attacked in Kuwait. At the U.S. Central Command, which leads the fight against them, Colonel Pat Ryder says it's also too soon to know if the group was behind all three attacks.
We do know that ISIL encourages lone wolf attacks.
The White House says it's offering any necessary support to the three nations.
This is AP Radio News. One of two escape killers has himself been killed by law enforcement in the woods about 30 miles from the New York prison that he escaped from nearly 3 weeks ago. State Police Superintendent Joseph D'Amico tells reporters a special federal team was called in when they found evidence that Richard Matt was in the area.
A tactical team from Customs and Border Protection met up with Matt in the woods, challenged him, and he was shot dead by Border Patrol at that time.
Second escape convicted murderer David Sweat remains on the run. He has not been seen since the escape, though evidence was found a week ago showing that he was with Matt in a hunting cabinet that had been burglarized. The U.S. is in a semifinals Women's World Cup soccer tournament in Canada, a 1-0 win over China. U.S. squad will face Germany in the semifinals on Tuesday. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.